The following is a Skitch Media production.
It's weird going viral because you feel like you see with your eyes that things are happening, but there's nothing actually happening.
Yeah. Tyler's paid a lot to have that chassis adjusted.
Yeah.
It's a retro mod rebuild.
What's a chassis?
It's kind of like just have the whole undercarriage built.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Chassis is what kind of the whole thing kind of.
Yeah.
It's the framework. Right?
It's the framework. It's like what all the tires and everything attached to in a car is the chassis. Then you put the everything kind of lands on top of it.
Yeah.
It's got a nice, well built.
Yeah.
I say all the time, give me the Kardashians plastic surgeon, man.
Yeah.
They look fabulous.
Yeah. They're no bad ones.
No, the work they're getting done is good.
I can't even really tell. They're just like morphing, and I'm just like, that's what they've always looked like. Right?
It's so true.
I can't remember. And then you go back to season one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You're like, who are these women?
Who are these women?
They're different.
What have you done with Chloe?
They're different. Yeah. Yeah.
She can give a run for like, she's a piece. She's a hottie. Yeah. Chloe used to get the short end of the stick. Good. Like Chloe's like, yeah, Chloe. There was always the other two, right?
Yes.
Kim was always Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then what her sister was, you know, but Chloe now is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's looking good.
I think she's always been beautiful.
She has. I agree.
It's just a different type of beautiful. I really think, you know.
They're good looking. Yeah, people.
Those
Armenians.
Yeah.
Those
Midwestern. Oh, yeah, that's you?
Middle Eastern.
Swirly skin motherfuckers unite. Yeah.
What kind of skin?
Swarthy.
Swarthy skin.
That's what my wife says all the time, right? Swarthy? Swarthy?
Swarthy.
Swarthy.
Swarthy. It means, you know, like rich.
Uh-huh.
You know, oof. Can be out in the sun and not fry. Like
Yeah, I can do that.
Swarthy Cuban skin.
My Cuban spice. Yeah.
You got it, you kiddo. You got it, you kiddo.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, why don't we do an introduction?
Go for it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pete Podcast. With me, as always, is my better half, my woman in the chair, Miss Marnie Joseph.
Hello.
Awesome, awesome. And with us today is one of the brightest young minds in comedy, in my opinion. I follow her on Instagram. I laugh every time. Without further ado, the one, the only, Miss Shay Dominguez.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you follow me on any other platforms?
No.
Just Instagram?
No. TikTok. But I don't ever go on the TikToks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. But I like that development you're doing on Instagram.
Thanks.
Like, I love that you play every character. I love that you put real thought into it. It's shit that's like, holy shit, I never thought of that. Water the other day was like.
Yeah, it's real life stuff because it's really hard for me to drink water. I'll carry.
Yeah,
yeah. Which like,
why?
It sounds so like, classist, I guess, or something because it's like,
we should be so lucky.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like, okay, you're complaining about being bad at drinking water. Like, you have water.
Yeah, like people in the Sudan don't have no water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to complain.
Yeah. I think I've gotten a comment because I've done multiple videos about water, but I think I've gotten a comment before.
You're huge
about that
in the H2O space.
Yeah, I'm really big.
And in the wet H2O, anything kind of damp, wet H2O. You're
sparkling seltzer.
So you got a comment to check your water privilege.
I think a while ago, and I'm just like, okay.
People are gonna hate on
me. Yeah, right? Yeah, for whatever. So I'm like, I think it's funny.
So knowing now how much, you know, water infuriates people.
Yeah.
Give us some background on Ms. Dominguez.
On how I infuriate people?
On how you got to infuriating people.
Oh, yeah.
About
wow.
Something as simple as.
You know what? I'm proud of that, actually.
Sure you are. I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Now that you say that, I'm proud of that because if you aren't making a splash, then you ain't putting anything out in the water, you know?
Very true.
You know?
You know, how fluid of you.
Oh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. It, the water, it just, it's in me. I'm a Cancer.
Oh,
so,
oh
Jesus Christ.
So water stuff is like, oh, astrology. Oh, my God.
No. That okay. Shit means shit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Trust me, I've bumped into, you know, a few Capricorns out there that I'm like.
I have a Capricorn moon.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you have a Capricorn moon.
Capricorn moon, Cancer sun.
Yeah, I don't
sun,
see it.
Cancer
I don't know what that moon means, but I don't see it at all.
Oh, my God. I see it.
What's your rising?
Rising is Pisces.
Pisces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't really know.
Boy, this is, I didn't think we were,
Pisces
this is
another water sign.
Yes.
So again, there
a lot of water. A lot of water.
Right. What thing is mine rising?
I don't know what you are rising.
I know I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus.
Okay.
I don't know what you're, I can look it up.
I get along with Tauruses.
I can look it up.
Yeah, I know plenty of Tauruses. Yeah.
I'm Taurus moon.
Okay.
I'm Sagittarius.
Okay.
Taurus. Virgo.
Nice.
I got a lot of crazy.
Yeah, isn't that air? Is that like mostly air? I don't know.
Earth, right?
Earth, okay. I'm just throwing shots in the dark.
Air? Is that...
Is that one?
Is that air?
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Yeah. Hang on, wait.
Air.
Is
that air? Air. Fluid. Waves. So while we're looking this up, tell me about it. Give me a quick. I don't need to know.
Yeah,
I was raised a child and just.
Yeah, I'll keep out the sad parts. So it won't take very long. No, just kidding. So
that's about it.
Yeah,
so I got all the sad.
And that's
shit.
My story.
That's my story. When we cut it up later, it's gonna be. And now I'm here. Whoa, okay. Now get out serious.
Yeah. So, I mean, I played basketball in high school and went to college, played basketball, got my MBA eventually.
Sweet. You're a smart one then, too.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, smart. Let's you know, define smart. Like, I could take tests and do my homework and write essays. But then after that, I graduated with my MBA. I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. Like, I don't want to go to Edward Jones or Monsanto, you know, and work a desk job, 9 to 5. And then, so I was working at Starbucks. I was a personal trainer, got my certification. And then I started taking improv classes in St. Louis.
A hobby or just fun?
There was a coworker at Starbucks who was like, hey, I do this, you should come. And I feel like I've, you know, always been into having fun or being comedic. And, I mean, I got class clown in my high school. Yep. So it's in the stars. Then I just did it 'cause it intrigued me. And then I did a lot of research about LA improv. I had always wanted to go to LA. And then I moved out to LA, did the Groundlings, UCB. Well, I did one class of the Groundlings, UCB.
Wait.
Yeah.
Why only one? Because you hear about these places all the time now. They just don't accept you. And like, it's a, you go there and you pay to do it, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, you audition to get in the first class. So I did that, which was, you know, got into that, which is great. But then at the end of the first class, you know, your instructor is like, hey, you passed. We want to ask you to take this again. And I knew what he was going to say. You know, money, maybe, but also I don't think I was fully ready anyway to go on.
I'm excited.
I was so shy, like so shy, like on stage and very nervous. I remember when I was still in St. Louis doing improv, my hands were shaky. I mean, in my first class, because they have like a whole, they have like 4 or 5 classes and then you graduate. But like my very first class, we were going around the circle and doing some type of, I don't know, kind exercise where we like admit something or something. And I cried. There's the water. I cried. And so I was just like very emotional and not really in my skin. And so when I went to the Groundlings, you know, being new and then surrounded by all of these very talented people, I wasn't in that. Like, you have to like get into character, you know? They tell you to like do stuff with your body parts and that leans you into the character. And I don't think I was fully in my body at that time.
Whoa. So this is like, this goes way deeper than just like.
I think so. Yeah. It's very in my head. I think that's a Capricorn part of me. I don't know. But yes, very in my head. Yeah. Anxious, you know.
Because you seem very, and it's great to see growth.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice because like that shit's, it's not easy. I'm 50 right. years old and I'm just now starting to see like, man, if I only knew now.
Yeah.
I might not have told that guy to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He was my boss.
Yeah.
Jeez. Small industry.
Yeah.
You know, you don't but you look back too and it's like it really molds you into. So tell me, so yep. you're out there and so this guy comes to you and he says, hey, my gut is, he's saying, I need to see more.
Who's this?
Is this what the guy out in the Groundlings is saying? Like, I need you to open up a little more. Is that what you're worried about?
No, he was just, at the end of the class, he was just like, hey, I think you know, you did well, but we want you to take the class again just to, you know, get a little more into what we want, the exercises.
Yeah,
know?
That was my fifth grade. They did that to me. Maybe Peter should do it again.
Mm.
You got a class with the Groundlings. Wow. I had an entire. It's okay.
Did you take fifth grade again?
And sixth.
Damn.
But it's all right. I graduated when I was 23 from high school.
How is this the first time? You're lying.
I am.
Wow.
Come on, kiddo.
Wow.
I was 19. It's still fucked okay. up, but I was 19. No, I was dyslexic and a fucking mess. Yeah. Like, I know. She does that at least once an episode.
Damn.
Yeah, I wasn't the class clown. I was voted. At one point, one of my friend's wives said, I can't believe you're this successful. We all thought you were going to go the other way.
Wow.
And I was like, Jesus,
Yeah, wow.
That's a smack.
Yeah.
But you, I know how that feels. Trust
me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were at the ground. Did you take it again?
No. I went to UCB. Which I felt a lot more comfortable there. And maybe it was because I could be more of myself, which is like myself. But, you know, I think I've kind of struggled with that of like, what is myself? Am I this like reserved person? Or can I be this really big, you know, like who's the Mary character on like SNL? She comes from the Groundlings.
Geek stretching.
What's her name? Mary, mother. She's
oh, the
a
girl
superstar.
That does
superstar.
Oh, Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon. Thank
kick.
You. Yeah, Molly Shannon.
She does the old kick.
She does kick stretch and kick.
She's like very big. She came from the Groundlings, and it's like, who am I? And you know, so I mean, that's just the whole thing of like, I felt like more of myself at UCB. I could kind of be the character that I like, kind of the straight man is what they call it. Like the normal person, like the person who's calling everyone else out on their weird shit.
I always like when I look at comedies and comic people, right? There has to be, in my opinion, a straight funny.
Mm-hmm.
And i.e. of this guy is your Farley, David Spade. Right, like Farley's stuff was so funny because of bouncing it off of Spade. Like without Spade there for him to be like, dude, take the jacket off. Fat guy in a little coat is not even remotely as funny as like, dude, take it off. Like I love our conversations where we're sitting, I bounce something. Like we just went, you're joking, right? Like, am I?
Yeah.
Like maybe I am an imbecile. Like I just, and I know you know that, but I see where, so they allowed you to do that,
then, mm-hmm.
to be a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then what's, because I got about 5 more minutes, and then it's going to get into some questions with Pete.
Yeah.
10 questions with Pete, and I don't know these questions either, but we're going to have Shay back again.
Yeah.
But, so how did you go from that now, next turn?
To UCB, okay, yeah, UCB, and then I had a weird time. Like, I made it to the mez hall team at UCB, which is like they have the Herald teams who like everyone auditions for, and then the mez hall teams is like the minor leagues of that essentially. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for 6 months, and then I switched directions and started rapping and started doing music.
How did we not know
How the fuck did we know this?
You didn't know that? Oh, no. Dang. I didn't tell you I have an album out on SoundCloud.
Of course she does.
Yeah. I do.
Of course she does.
It's called My Plot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Is this like me not graduating until I'm 23?
No. I got to show you a music video sometime. It's called I'm Gay. That was my first ever rap song, and we filmed it out in L.A., and it's funny, and honestly, I was like, well, I want people to take me seriously as this rapper thing, like, I don't want to be Lil Dicky, like, no offense to Lil Dicky, I think I wanted people to take me seriously for whatever reason, and...
You always want to laugh, it seems like.
Huh?
It's almost like you're on the verge of laughing. I don't know.
Just this whole time I'm telling the story.
we have this look on your face of like.
No, I'm just thinking of it, and.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're looking back and you're laughing at you. Yeah. Like that's what is the best times, kid. Like yeah. That you did. So please,
totally.
You're not chasing Little Dicky, but you're a rap artist now. Like fuck the questions.
Yeah.
If you're I swear to God, if you're messing with me and you're like, I'm gonna get this fucking Santa Claus some bitch.
Nah, I did photo shoots as a rapper. I was like.
Oh my gosh!
Not even lying. Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we pull it up?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Please.
You're going to pull up the music video?
Well, we're gonna look this up. We're going to look this up later.
Yeah, we can't look it up right now.
Okay.
Because I didn't set up, because I never in a million. I never thought this was going to go there.
Yeah.
If it went there, I would have had this up.
Yeah. Pulling it up later.
Yeah. No, I have two music videos. Yeah.
So one is for I'm Gay.
One is for I'm Gay. The second one is To My Place. That's what it's called. Yeah. But it's kind of funny, and it talks about how I have anxiety and all of my questions when I'm like out on a date with a girl or, you know, we're hanging out or whatever. So it goes through like all of the stuff that I think about.
Plug the fucking TV in. Hold it. Fuck it. All right, we're jumping in. Guys, I had no idea. And I have honestly, Shane, I've sat down like 3 or 4 times and talked. And unless I've got Alzheimer's and have forgotten these things.
So if you go to playlists. And then should be music videos on the right.
I want to see the debut I'm Gay.
Yeah, this is
I'm
no.
Oh no, this is To My Place.
Yeah, but if you go to the, I mean, whatever one you want to watch, here but we go. Yep.
Pete wants to see this one.
When I was coming up on 17, I knew I liked girls. All of them, those straight hair and those curls. Those Hollister shirts and those Abercrombie jeans. Really hugged them tight like I had in my dreams. But I was too embarrassed, so I kept my mouth shut. Kept on dating boys, so no one ever knew what was up. Till this girl named Katie ran across my way.
Hey,
and I knew there was something I had to say. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
All those people I worked with.
I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. Girls make me swivel my head side to side, and boys just make me wanna run and hide. I'm gay, 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 I'm gay. My name is Shay, my name is Shay, and I'm gay, 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 gay.
My name is.
Now moving to the city, away from my friends, I have to come out to these people once again. Having girl talk with my basketball team, asking if I prefer a king or a queen. It stopped me in my tracks, didn't know a response. Feeling so right, how did it take this long? I stood up in honor like royalty would, and explained it so the best I could. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
Women it's fucking brilliant.
Skip a beat and men so just like looking at like, wanna hide under the sheets. I'm gay, so like, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm
like
gay,
Blue Steel.
I'm gay, my name is Shay.
Yes.
My name is Shay, and I'm gay.
I don't to be honest, now that I see it.
And now I'm out here in LA,
Hollywood.
Doing just fine, I feel like I gotta come out
Shay,
just
I didn't
one
expect
last
anything
time. I'm tired of just saying it, and now I wanna show it.
Is that really
it.
Your hair
How
then?
How can people look at me and all of me with an idea? And I went to the barber.
That hair is terrible.
And I told him, go for
terrible.
Of my hair.
See, look at that.
Gone off of my head.
Fresh cut.
I stood up out the chair and loudly said, I'm gay, I'm gay.
What, when they have a fresh
cut? I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. The ladies make me smile, ear to ear, 24 hours a day, 365 in a year.
You're looking for a give or a tell?
But let me just make one thing clear. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
That's my Shay, I know that
Shay. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, my name is Shay.
That's my Shay. That's my favorite Shay right there. Shay, I don't, okay, look, now that I say it, to be honest with you, you know, I never expected anything different. That just lines up with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just you. It's you doing a.
Yeah.
You doing you.
A thing. Yeah, yeah. Shade is my rap name. Shade.
Shade. Guys, look it up. Shade. Can they buy it anywhere? Is it on iTunes?
It's
like on
iTunes? You know, on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Go buy it on
just
SoundCloud.
For free.
You can stream it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Just stream it. Just stream. I'm gay.
Yeah.
It's
also on YouTube.
Check it out.
And just yeah, the whole album actually.
So we just saw Shade. What's the next evolution, yo? Because that's I'm fucking freaking out here.
Next evolution of Shade?
Yeah, or what's the next? No. What's
or
next evolution?
Shade.
You? Like, so
yeah.
you
yeah.
move honestly.
So you're doing this, then what are you doing?
Yeah, you're right. moving on from.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, yes.
You're moving on now. You're on the train, right? We passed Shade.
Yeah.
What's the next thing on the track of.
Yeah, so pandemic.
Man,
pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. I was actually going to music school, Musicians Institute in LA, in Hollywood. And I went there for a semester. And
for
then
what?
For music. I learned Photoshop. I learned Logic and music production, which I knew a little bit from making that because I made that album before I went to school for it. And I had a friend helping me produce it and everything. And then, yeah, the pandemic shut down. I learned a little bit of guitar, too, at the school. And just paid like a few, you know, just a few thousand bucks to like learn some good skills. So then, yeah, I decided not to like take online classes or anything because I really wanted to be in the building where they have all the resources and stuff. So then, you know, I was just in my house, in my apartment. And then I started making videos on TikTok and Instagram.
Now this is the Shay.
Yeah.
This is where I wasn't having Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And
right,
I don't mean
yes.
anything that to Alzheimer's people, but for a minute there I was like.
Yeah. It was a year and a half doing music.
The rapper part.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I did. Yeah. And then I started making Gary and Mary videos.
Now we're talking.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
This is what pushed. This is what puts you kind of a little bit on the map now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what? Because this is.
Yeah. It's weird going viral because you feel like you see with your eyes that things are happening, but there's nothing actually happening, right? It's all in like what we're seeing. Yeah. And so then I didn't
your
know.
Life doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like, right.
And so I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to feel that.
Yeah.
And,
is it just a complete mind fuck? Is it like, Jesus, this is insane?
For me, it was. But I've talked to a lot of other people and asked the same question, and they're like, I like the attention. Like, that was actually my goal with it. You
so
know,
you,
them saying that.
So I'm gay and stuff didn't, like, Shade didn't, it just ticked a little here
and
there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people supported it. And obviously, if, you know, if they didn't support it, they didn't say anything. But, like, people were very supportive of what I was doing and coming out to, like, I did a couple live shows out there, coming out to those shows.
But it was
shows.
Always just kind of like, you were treading.
Yeah.
And then you drop one and then.
Yeah. 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 Which is wild. It's wild Because,
take me through that 24 hours. You do the skit.
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to be like a sledgehammer? Did you know it was going to...
No idea. It was about LaCroix. It was like, Gary's like, Mary, what's this LaCroix in here? She's like, what? This LaCroix. She's like, it's LaCroix, Gary. And he just describes, you know, the terrible flavors of LaCroix, which I drink like every day, you know, or some sort of seltzer water. But and I think people could just relate to that, relate to LaCroix. And if you go in the comments section, like, that's actually where the funny parts are. Like, people are so funny.
The internet's incredible.
Yeah. And so I think people could just kind of riff off of it and give their own ideas of what LaCroix tastes like, give these analogies of what LaCroix tastes like. And then it just popped off. And
How many do you have? You see, how many episodes in is this at this point?
I have.
This wasn't episode one.
No, it was like episode 7, 8, 9, 10, something like that.
So of Gary and Mary, mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9 in.
Yeah.
You edit.
Mm-hmm.
Get her done.
Mm-hmm.
You wash the goatee off, which is, you had me at the goatee.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny as shit. Yeah. Just the way it's on there is the best.
Yeah.
You put it in, you post it.
Mm-hmm.
Close the computer.
Yeah.
Go to bed. Bring, bring. You wake up and just, is your phone going off?
No, I usually don't have notifications on. So
take us through. You close that computer, and then the next time you look.
Yeah, it's up, you know, 99 plus on the notifications, you know, and it's just like constant. Like every time I open my phone, you know, every couple hours, it's just, again, 99 plus in the notifications. And it's wild. It really is wild. Just those numbers are like, and that's, you know, that's not even like really, really big time. I mean, you know, they're always different levels, but yeah.
I was on Twitch and I got raided once. And rating is a thing called when you're streaming.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of keep the stream going. You just want to be like, all right, I'm out. You just dump your people. And then it's like they just scatter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go on and look up other people that are streaming in what you do at the same time.
Mm.
And then you can be like, all right, guys, I'm out. And you can dump them.
To someone else.
To somebody else. So all of a sudden you go from having 10, 15 people to like 300.
Okay, yeah.
Or some of these people that have millions will just be like, yeah, I'm going to dump it on this little guy. This little guy, like he's got 100 people on and I'm going to dump 50,000 people. It's like, brr, and he's playing drums. Cool. And all of a sudden, there'll be like, he's watching him practice, and there'll be like 10 people, and then 10,000 people. The kid's like, it's comical. So I got raided once. I think I got, what, it was like 50 people on the raid? But it was the most exciting shit. Like, they start like falling in, and you're like, fuck! Like, it's just, I couldn't imagine we get, 70,000 in the end?
Yeah, I mean, the video has 700,000 views or something like that. And I have a couple. One has like over 900,000 views. And then I have, those are the biggest ones.
So you're starting to like, maybe people dig.
Yeah, but I think also I got scared. I really got scared. And I think it's that reaction. It's that like fight or flight reaction. And, I feel like I did both. I feel like I also didn't. I didn't want to. Like I fought because I made the people enemies for some reason. Like I was like, they're telling me to give them more Gary and Mary, and I don't want to be stuck in this. You know, you get this idea of like these people who are stuck in these Gary. Yeah, they're trying to pigeonhole me, and it's like at the end of the day, nobody can do that except for you.
Right.
And so, I got scared. So I didn't put as much Gary and Mary out. I just didn't really continue that flow. I started making other videos. And then when those wouldn't get responses, it'd be like, oh, I guess I'll make Gary and Mary video. just like, it's...
Fine, I'll give them what they want.
Yeah. It's, so I think that was like the fight, but also flight of just like, you know, not not really continuing on a consistent basis because I was too busy fighting. So, yeah, I got scared.
You've come a long way.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. But, yeah. I can tell now because now I'm just like, bring them on. Like, I'm ready. Like, that's every time I see any type of notification on my social media, that's my affirmation. I'm like, I'm ready.
You're like, yeah.
I'm ready.
Bring it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, because before I wasn't ready. I wasn't.
And you were putting out the energy to the universe that you didn't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
The universe is going to take that.
Yeah.
And give you what you want, which is not that attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now it knows you want that attention.
Right. Right.
Well, and who knows if it's going to, like, you know, it will drop it in your lap again. Mm-hmm. Not saying it dropped in your lap before. You put the work in. That's what I said. Like, when I saw the video, I didn't know what to expect when you said rapper.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, yeah, it's just, to me, I look at it, it's another Shay video as Shade. It's a character of Shay.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I look at you. Like, you are, like, eight characters now, which is what, beginning of this podcast, I said I love about you is you play all these characters, and you play them all, and it's awesome to see. And it's nothing more than, it's just that's the one that picked up first.
Yeah.
You're talented, kid.
Thanks.
You really are. And it's nice to see that you came up not just through, like, I got it handed to me. Just all of a sudden it just happened. And one day I was with the... No, like, you've worked. And it's, you see, like, there's a lot of diversity in there. Like I said, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Still working. But no, it's great. So you've gone through somewhat of a metamorphosis. And you're kind of seeing this. And so then what? You're like, I'm putting full bore.
Yeah.
So you got now, you kind of popped.
Mm-hmm.
You got mad and hid.
Yeah.
Then pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened throughout the pandemic.
You were just riding this angry,
yep.
Wow, because you would think you'd want to, like, suck them in, and you just...
Right, and then I also did Level Up. So I'm very grateful for all the paths I've taken, and now I see more clearly of... who I am and who I want to be and who I'm becoming and, like, what freedom in my life feels like. Mm-hmm. But I've looked back, because we go through these cycles in our lives, and I go back to when I got on that Mez Hall team at UCB, I stopped. And that was the, as far as, like, success, that was the biggest success I had in LA. Got on this team. I mean, people were asking me to do their shows left and right. Like, because when you get on these teams, you have a little bit of notoriety. And then I stopped and I started music. And then when I popped off with Gary and Mary, I started my podcast. And I started it over again because, I started it. Yeah. Right at the pandemic. I think, like, a few weeks after, because I looked this up. I scrolled and looked up the dates of when Gary and Mary popped off and when I started my Level Up podcast, and they were within a few weeks. And I see these patterns of, like,
big time.
I get success with this comedy, and no, let me distract myself with this other thing because I'm scared of, I'm not funny success. Enough. Yeah. So, yeah, that, you know, went back and forth so many times being like, should I do this Level Up? I mean, we did it here, you know, like that was just another, that was a cycle that I was breaking.
Look, seems like a completely different Shay, honestly. From then.
Yeah.
Like you are like, I almost forget about Leveled Up for a minute. Well, not for anything weird. It was just like now seeing it, like I see you just like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Which in turn is a compliment.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I think that, like, please go on.
No, I feel different because, I've seen, you know, how I've reacted in the past. And then I question that, but this is what I want. Like, and also, I keep getting validation that I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. And so... The problem isn't that I'm not good at it. The problem is I'm not validating myself enough to actually continue to do it. So there's no problem anymore. If I just validate myself to continue to do it, I mean, that's all it is people think they can do something and then they do it and they don't ask permission from anybody else. It's just themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing really out there holding. It took me a while to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny because I didn't know any of this shit, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't know. You saw some of it mm-hmm. start to grow and change recently, quickly over the past, what, we know each other 4 months?
Yeah.
And it's, you're right. Like, there's nothing holding you back from anything you want to do other than your own bullshit of saying, you know, or sabotage. I can't, or like, there's no force out there. Oh, money, there's education. It doesn't really, like, if you can.
You can do it.
You can do it. Yep. And it's funny to see, like, I sabotage. Like, you almost see the point where you start to sabotage. And it's so common. Mm-hmm. I did it to myself for years. Like, I would, why did I do that? I saw myself doing well, and it wasn't enough. So I blew it up myself because I get to the point where it's like, then what? Mm-hmm. What if they figure me out? What if.
It's when is the other needle going to drop? Is it, you know, just always looking out
or
for
shoe. When's the other shoe going to drop? Needle.
When's the other shoe going to drop? There's needles.
They're Ozempic needles. We're all losing weight around here. You drop that Ozempic needle?
They're dropping out of thin air.
When is that needle going to drop, yo?
Dropping the needle. Music, drop the dropping the needle. Ozempic, yeah. Oh, Ozempic.
But yeah, I feel like it's like looking out. It's the fear, instead of like, there's a quote that I looked up the other day, and it's like you're not healing to be able to handle trauma. You're healing to be able to handle joy. You know how to handle trauma. You've been doing it your whole life.
Yeah, you're battle tested already.
Yeah, you don't know how to handle joy. And so when you think the other shoe's going to drop, it's like you're thinking, oh, my God, things are so good right now. They can't get better.
Impending doom.
Yeah.
I had that shit. Ooh, I was always like, for a long time, Mom would be like, what's the matter? I'm like, I just feel like something horrible's coming.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do you mean? And it was then you compiled that on when things aren't great. And you're like, Jesus, it's going to get. And you almost get.
There's real science behind that too, right? That is our nervous system trying to protect us, saying, but what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? Because if you know this is going to happen, you're going to be able to control it. Well, like, no, bullshit. Yep. We can't control anything.
Yeah.
So what are those thoughts doing for us?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it really? It's not doing anything for us. So
ain't doing shit.
Those thoughts in our mind. What if everything works out as amazing as I think it's going to?
Yep. Yep. What if that?
Life is roulette. Why red or black? Why does it have to be?
Mm-hmm.
And
why
it's,
does it have to be bad if you just change that in your mind that it's going to be good?
Yep.
And even if it is bad, you know what? Shit, you've been through worse before. Yeah. Like, you can handle it.
Like you said, we were trained in that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we are battle tested. We have calluses and scars and armor now to protect us, but we don't know how to just be like, how to bask in the sun.
Yeah.
Right? Especially as a creator. I consider you a creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could throw you in a room with something, you're going to be like, check this shit out.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be like, all right, that's nuts. Like, look what you did with a marker.
Yeah.
That's impressive, right? And that's funny because that's what caught. And it's funny, you think people, you have to put so much stuff into something to make it work, and you were like, and my phone, like, you could have done it with a Sharpie. I hope you didn't. That would have been awful.
It's eyeliner.
Could you imagine if that was a Sharpie?
Yeah, if it's a Sharpie, no. I'd be Gary for life.
You know, just oh, my God, it's Gary. That'd be great. Yeah. What if we did it for 1 week? You did it with a Sharpie, so it just stayed on there. That's part of a challenge. Maybe later. Maybe later.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to talk about it.
I
just want to go through all of the situations that may occur.
I want to lock you in now because I got to be honest. It's all about talent. You put talent with a mindset of that, you're unstoppable. And I truly believe it's just a matter of time before you hit. But I'm going to make sure I get you now to be like, I owe that fat fuck. Did you get your Ozempic?
Yeah.
That's what I want you to say to me when you see me. And I'll be like, look how skinny I look.
Yeah.
I'm going to just look and go, oh, oh, oh. And you're going to go Ozempic. No, I'm not. So you are. Thank you. Yeah. You're focusing on you and it's comedy all the way now.
Yeah.
You have burned the proverbial boats.
Yeah.
Shay, you're incredible.
Thank you.
We can't hear to hear more of your story. And follow her. Give them all the bells real quick.
Yeah. Shady Jokes, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Threads. There's one more, Facebook. Shady Jokes.
Shady Jokes, everybody. All right, we got enough time for about 5-10 minutes of questions because we're kind of running low on HD space. So we literally are.
Damn. Yes.
All right, here we go. First question. First question.
Yeah.
What's the most unusual talent or skill you've ever attempted to learn?
I've ever attempted most. What's the most talented?
What's the most unusual talent or skill?
Unusual talent or skill. I mean, okay, this isn't unusual, but dance. And I only say it's unusual because I look unusual doing it. Just like, this wasn't for her. This wasn't made for her.
This is not
I took a hip hop dance class one time. Well, I've taken many, but one time, and the instructor asked me, this was in Hollywood, the instructor asked me, he's like, are you from out of town? And I'm just like, do you think I'm on vacation? Let me just try a dance class. And like, I'm like, I know. That's why I'm in the back, and that's why the 5-year-olds are in the front. And yeah, but he asked me that. It was very funny. So dance, it's not super unusual for people, but for me it is.
You know, I used to be a dance instructor.
Oh, very nice. What kind of dance?
All sorts. I taught hip hop for a while.
Oh, so nice.
I was not the instructor who asked if you were out of town.
Yeah, no. No.
Not that one. Not. All right, let's go. Question two. Let's go. Question two.
He's like, shut up about dance.
We only got so much time about dancing.
This one I love. What's your favorite conspiracy theory, and how would you turn it into a comedy sketch?
My favorite conspiracy theory.
How would you turn that into a bit? Yeah,
how would I turn it into a bit? Honestly, the only two conspiracy theories I can think of are not great ones. What are some conspiracy theories?
Round Earth.
Yeah.
Flat Earth. Round Earth. That the aliens exist.
Aliens exist.
That the
JFK shot first.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Is it Zapruder films?
Bring my headphones down a little, babe. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's another good conspiracy theory? That there's lizard people.
Lizard people, there, yeah, the reptilians,
like
Illuminati.
The Illuminati. That's another good one.
Illuminati. That is an interesting conspiracy theory.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I think that's interesting. And then how would I make
that
a
panda bears don't exist?
Yeah, that pandas really are really people in suits.
I think that about elephants.
Ooh, okay, there it is. There's one.
Whoa, what? How does this work?
Because their legs are like they're the same as ours. They have like. Their legs are, you know how dogs' legs are, where their bone is like up here? Yeah. But elephants' knees are, and legs, I guess, are like halfway between. So it looks like a human is just walking.
It's like a giant human?
Yeah. 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 And they're so funny. Like baby elephants rolling around and stuff. It reminds me of Ace Ventura when he's in the rhino. You know, in Ace Ventura.
Yeah, and he
2,
gets that
and
he's coming out of the ass.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Always think of that.
Yeah. I like
that. Yeah, but how would I make it into a sketch? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely put people in elephant costumes. Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
That came out of left field. Is there anything out there actually about people in elephant costumes? Is it like a band of people, like a squad? Because there's not one. Would that person be a giant? Which then leads into there are giants. Are they hiding the said giant in said elephant costumes?
Yeah.
That's one we'll dig on. We'll dig on that. We don't have enough hard drive. Question three, and then we're going to do an out.
Oh, okay. Chicago or New York style pizza?
I'm going to have to say New York. because Chicago is probably deep dish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, yeah. I do like bread, but the New York style is, yeah. Is it thin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, super damn. Thin. And it's okay, like glide.
I guess. Yeah, yeah, New York style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're a Midwestern girl.
So I am.
You don't hear that. They'll be like, maybe Giordano's.
I like the in-between. Whatever the in-between is of that.
Like Neapolitan style?
Well, it's almost okay. Like Detroit style is like the in-between. Kind of weirdly, right? Detroit it's like a thin, it's like a thinner
it's
pan.
It's thicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's more.
It's like old school Pizza Hut pan pizza.
Yeah. Detroit style's nice. Detroit style's good pizza. Have you had Nina and Rafi's?
No.
We'll have to go for it. They have a decent Detroit style. We'll go up one day and have that. It's right.
Style. Yeah.
We'll walk up there one day and have pizza with
you.
What would you, if you could leave everybody with one last little tidbit, what is it? What's your last words for today?
One last tidbit. The most important thing is today.
Ooh, I like that.
Fucking Shay Dominguez.
I read it on a book. That I was just staying at a house and I read it on a book and it said something along those lines. The most important thing is today, and it really resonated. Mm. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
you got that one this past week then because you're just watching the dog this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, today I saw the book like is behind the toilet on the shelf. it's a little book.
Wisdom from the toilet.
Yeah.
Guys, that's another episode of the Pete Podcast. Miss Shay Dominguez with me as always, Marn behind the controls. Guys, strap in. We're just going to keep getting better. I have a feeling we'll see this one again. Be good, guys. Thanks a lot. Hey there, everybody. If you like what you saw today, do me a favor. Please subscribe and do all the other things you need to do to show your appreciation. It really does mean a lot.